This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is asking Americans to cool it down, speaking to the nation last night after Saturday's attempted assassination of former President Trump.
A former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America. We've traveled before throughout our history. Violence has never been the answer.
Former President Trump says part of his right ear was pierced by a bullet. His aides say he's doing well. And as President Biden said, one bystander was killed and two others critically wounded. The Secret Service killed the shooter. Former President Trump is calling for unity, and he arrived in Milwaukee last night for the Republican National Convention, which begins today. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what he may say there at the convention.
The politics and pageantry of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee has been overshadowed by the shooting at a Trump rally this past weekend. Security is high on everyone's mind.
Currently, there are no known articulated threats against the RNC or anyone visiting the RNC.
FBI Wisconsin Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says they've been working on the convention safety plan for 18 months.
Take information in, intelligence in, evaluate that information, and then disseminate it to both our state and local partners.
He says it really hasn't changed despite the shooting because they've tried to plan for any scenario. Former President Trump, already in Milwaukee, tells the Washington Examiner paper he's rewritten his speech to call for national unity and resilience, focusing less on his Democratic rival. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Still a mystery, what may have driven Thomas Matthew Crooks to open fire at the Trump rally. He was 20 years old and from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. This is AP News. Overseas now, to the aftermath of a strike in Gaza that killed at least 90 people. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Hamas has said that ceasefire talks have not been paused and that its military chief survived an Israeli strike on Gaza that killed at least 90 people, including children. The claim came a day after the Israeli military said the strikes were targeting Hamas leader Mohammed Deif. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said Rafah Salama, a Hamas commander it described as one of Deif's close associates, was killed in the strikes. Hamas rejected the idea that mediated ceasefire discussions had been suspended. Spokesperson Jihad Taha said there's no doubt that the horrific massacres will impact any efforts in the negotiations, but he added that efforts and endeavors of the mediators remain ongoing. I'm Karen Shamas.
Fitness guru Richard Simmons died over the weekend. He was 76. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.